Phillips. I'm sorry. We'll read it first.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Item number 13 from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting an informational monthly update on departmental waivers for the month of January 2012. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. You're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. During the month of January, there were roughly $3,250,000 worth of contracting that was initiated during that month. There were waivers that amounted to $460,000, but there were two very large contracts, one being for an intergovernmental relations project dealing with water hydrological studies, and the other one was for a significant contract for the project we heard about earlier with the McAllis system with the orthographic and oblique photography. It's a very specific, very unique type of service, one that there just really are very few firms in the United States that do and do well. It's something that did receive a waiver, and they actually have since participated in the procurement of some fuel. But again, it's not a significant portion of that contract. So barring or removing those two contracts, you would have had really $60,000 worth of contracting, and of those, two of those came from Corporation Counsel for, again, very specific services dealing with the expertise needed to ensure that the county is not held liable for some of the contracting projects that are out here currently. So, and overall, including all WAVE projects, it was 14.5%, which we feel very confident with, especially given the fact that it was about eight contracts, and two of those contracts were for substantial amounts dealing with very specific projects and intergovernmental relations.
Okay. And no unapproved waivers?
Zero unapproved waivers, correct.
Very good. Any questions? Supervisor West?
Sorry, can you refresh my memory? Do you remember what the contract waiver percentage was for last month?
No, I do not know. I could tell you that the actual waiver for all of 2012 was right around 15%, though.
Was right around 15%?
Yes. And I can definitely, I will definitely follow up with you on that amount.
For 2011.
Excuse me, for 2011, the entire calendar year, 2011.
So the entire calendar year, 2011, the entire amount of waivers was 15%.
Correct.
And this month we had 14.51% of the total that we spent was got waivers.
Correct.
Okay. I still like to see a big zero in that number, you know. I mean, I don't know. Mr. Evans has contracts that he, you know, was able to get, and I think we have other DBE firms that are sitting, sitting waiting to get a piece of this action. So, I mean, I'm just going to continue to watch this number, so let's just say it like that. I am also happy that we don't have any without waiver approval. That's always good, and we've struggled with that in the past. But, I still like to see big fat goosebag in that area, so.
Well, thank you very much, Supervisor, and it is because of the oversight that supervisors such as yourself put out that it also empowers us to ensure that people are doing the good work that the county is set out to doing, and that everyone gets on board with the requirements of the DVE program. We'll also be implementing new training this spring to help all of our departments understand exactly how the DVE program works, and it's something that we're looking to have
right.
completed and ready by the time your new colleagues come on board.
And that'll be key.
Yes.
And I think most of us could take that too. So,
right.
Thank you.
All right, very good. With that, we are adjourned. We do have a special next Monday. Thank you.